In the studio with us now is Bob Hendrickson. He is the executive director of the Greater Ishpeming Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Morning. Yeah, it's been a great weekend. Come back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we had a great weekend all around the region, all around the county, and in the West End. I know lots of things going on there. And one of the things is basketball. Gus Macker tournament is happening.
Yeah, Gus Macker returns.
Yep, and you're looking for volunteers.
There are. So the committee's done a great job getting things organized, and they have 124 teams coming, and regionally, a lot of youth kids come in. But one big thing is the volunteers. So we really need to pull this off. We need some extra help. Making a shout out for that.
How do you do that if someone wants to volunteer? When is it all happening? And then how do folks get involved?
Yeah, so things are starting on, well, the Gus Macker crews start coming in on Thursday, and there's some assembly that needs to be done for the baskets, putting the back frames together and that. So there is going to be some help needed for that. A lot of this can be done either by calling us at the chamber at 486-1111 or going to the Ishpeming Gus Macker Facebook page and sending a message to the committee.
So you're looking for volunteers, because with that many teams coming into town, I mean, yeah, it's 3-on-3, but that's a lot of people.
It is.
And you need some help with that.
Yeah. And so Friday night's the opening ceremonies, that's covered. That goes from 4 to 7 downtown Ishpeming. Saturday's a big day. We got morning covered pretty well. Looking at more help in the afternoon after 3, from 3 to 6 o'clock. Most of these shifts are 3-hour shifts, and they go by pretty fast. There's people that we need for registration. Scorekeepers, people kind of at the courts helping, you know, maintain the scores, site maintenance. We're actually still looking for some first aid people to help in the first aid tent. And that's just really basic first aid, maybe, sure, you know, some bumps, bruises, right, you know, scrapes, so that kind of stuff. And then on Sunday's still a big day that we need to fill in. And that goes from 7 to 3 Sunday downtown too.
How do you get again signed up? What's the best way to do it?
The best way to directly commit, or, you know, to talk with the committee would be going to the Ishpeming Gus Macker Facebook page, sending a message to them. If you can't find that, or if you don't have Facebook, give us a call at the chamber, and we're available 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 486-1111.
Another thing, focusing on activities going on in the West End of Marquette County is a visitor's guide and a business guide that you have put together. Yeah. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we have these people. It's starting to get summertime. People are looking how to get a hold of people or how to get a hold of businesses and attractions. So a few months ago, we launched visitthewestend.com, and that's a visitor directory that breaks down restaurants, lodging, attractions, and shopping businesses up on the West End. And so we're recommending, you know, if you have people coming into town or if you want to go explore the West End, go to visitthewestend.com and check that out.
In the studio with us is Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about things going on with the chamber. One thing, Bob, coming up is a special presentation for folks to come and check out. What's in the works?
Yeah. So from time to time, the chamber hosts some business workshops to kind of give some tips to business owners to get out there and expand their business or do some stuff. So we have e-commerce coming up. And I went to a Business on Tap with John Spigarelli a while back. And I said, wow, this would be awesome, bring it up to the West End. So I asked him, you know, could you do this up here too? And he says, yeah, sure. So we arranged it for next Wednesday, June 19th, from 6 to 7:30 at the Jasper Ridge Brewery. We'll use their little side room there. And it's just a short presentation. Really, there's a half hour social. We kind of talk a little bit. And then John will give a short presentation on e-commerce. And it's basic e-commerce. It's not, you know, something that, you know, they're doing a sales pitch to use our business and stuff like that.
Sure.
It's like, how does it work? What do you need to think about to do it? Because it can expand your business out and give another outlet for retail, especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is an important tool, isn't it, for people in business to be able to tell their story and then also get more customers.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's you're putting yourself out there on the media or on the internet. It makes you bigger than what you could be. It does offer some extra opportunities, especially nowadays. I mean, e-commerce is happening, and we got to kind of keep up with it and at least be aware of how it works.
Is there a registration for this, or just kind of show up? What's the way to do
it? Yeah, we're asking for a registration. For GINCC members, it's free. For non-members, they're more than welcome to. We're asking for a $10 fee on that, and that'll cover the time that we're there. We'll have a couple extras, you know, when we come in. And then, so what you want to do is just give us a call at 486-1111 and give us and sign up. We also have a sign up on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. and then we'll have a link through that on our website, GINCC.org.
Well, that's a good place to go and find everything and see what's going on. Also, even to find out more about volunteering for the Gus Macker and all of those other activities. Again, that website is
GINCC.org.